Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's the 31st of March 2025. How are we already a quarter of the way through the year? That's gone so quickly. Today, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about kind of a follow-on to what we were talking about last week. Last week, we talked about what will move the needle, what will help you to get things done within your business. Today, I want to follow on by talking about your productivity stack. And I do mean software with that. As I think I said to you last week, I'm a bit of a productivity nerd. I love reading books, and I recommended the New Psychology of Achievement to you last week. I love reading stuff and coming up with tactics and strategies and ways just to get more, well, ways for me to do less work and get more out of doing that less work, if that makes sense. And a couple of ways that I have done that over the years is being very specific about the productivity stack that I use, the software I use. I remember starting 20 odd years ago with something called Remember the Milk, still available, which is crazy. Rememberthemilk.com. And that was, I think that's kind of like a consumer grade, just for people who mustn't forget to pick up a few things on the way home or do a few jobs. But very quickly, I moved over to something called Todoist, T-O-D-O-I-S-T. And that's the software I've been using. I mean, it must be 15 years or so now. And obviously, they've iterated it and improved it over time. But what I really like about Todoist is I run my life through Todoist, right? And I'm not kidding. Even my weekends, I have lists of things in Todoist. Everything is in Todoist. And I've got used to never letting an idea sit in my head. An idea comes into my head and I'm instantly on my phone putting it in my Todoist inbox. Or I use another app called Brain Toss, where I can just record a voice note, and I think that integrates with Siri as well, although I don't use it that way, and that will just send it to my inbox. So Todoist has become my dump for my brain, and the concept of great productivity, and I think this was first covered by David Allen in his book Get Things Done, is that anytime you have a thought, you mustn't let that thought stick in your head. You've got to get it out, write it down, send it off somewhere, because then when it's recorded, your brain can move on to the next thing. Otherwise, it gets stuck on that thought that you've got in your head. So it's a really important thing and something that many people just don't follow. So I dump every idea into my Todoist inbox, but then I have lots of different ways of organizing. In fact, I'm looking at it on my screen now as I'm talking to you. So I have day projects and then I have big projects. So I'm recording this on a Tuesday, essentially last Tuesday for you as you're listening to this now. And I've got a whole series of things here that I need to do today. And I've got the things that sort of move the needle for me. So my 80-20 tasks, I've got today to write our new sales page. So we've revamped obviously what we do with our product, but our sales page has fallen behind. So I need to write version one of that. In fact, that's my most important job today, because if I don't do that, well, that's the thing that's going to move the business forward. But then I've got a whole load of little jobs that need to be done off as well. I need to set up a new book link for my new book on Audible. I've got to go on Upwork and hire someone to do a little job for us. I've got to do some improvements to our LinkedIn company page today. The point is, I know everything I need to do, both today for work and today personally. It's all there in Todoist, and I'm constantly dragging and dropping things around. But we don't use Todoist within the business. I use Todoist personally because it's an epic piece of software and I'm very comfortable with it. And I'm conscious that you might be using a different piece of software. I think with all software, you find the thing that works for you and you stick with that. You may have heard me talk before about stack fiddling, where you're changing your stack just for the sake of it. Don't stack fiddle, and especially don't stack fiddle your productivity software. But what I found is that for running the business, it's not a great piece of software. So for that, we use Basecamp. Basecamp is our productivity software for the business. Other alternatives to that are Monday.com, and I think Asana is an alternative as well. There's dozens of others. But what I like about Basecamp is it allows me to organize my team around projects. So we have dozens of projects we're working on at any one time. A month's worth of content for you is a project. We treat it as a project, and we have a project template. Every month we start, we have a new template, and we can actually load a template from within Basecamp. We'll treat any improvement to the portal or to the product as a project. It allows us to have conversations within the context of the project. That's why I love Basecamp. My point here is there are so many software solutions you could use, but I think the challenge for you to move the needle is to find the right software solutions for you. It could be that your PSA does all of this. It could be that a tool within 365 does this, but I think it's worth you just every now and again having a look around to say and asking yourself, is the productivity stack we've got right now, is the software good enough for what we need to help us move the needle and get things done within the business? So a reminder that I've got my marketing clinics this week. Most Tuesdays and Thursdays I do a marketing clinic. You can see the details in the portal now, and I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.